on FM, on the station app, and on OpenView Channel 606. This is East Coast Radio Newswatch.
Three men convicted of kidnapping and murdering MUT lecturer Chanlal Dwariga have been sentenced in the Durban High Court. The 61-year-old was abducted in June 2023 outside a property he was renovating in Sea Cow Lake. Dwariga had known his assailants as he had allowed them to stay at the house to guard the building material after it kept going missing. He ejected them when the intervention didn't stop the theft. Newswatch's Nshera Sudhial reports.
On the day he was kidnapped, the lecturer was forced into the back of his car at knife point and driven to an ATM to withdraw money. His body was found in a bush in Inanda a week later. Thobani Mhlongo and Kwanele Makaye were found guilty of kidnapping, robbery and murder in the Durban High Court yesterday. Their co-accused, Siyabonga Mahaye, was convicted of kidnapping and robbery, while a fourth accused was acquitted. Mhlongo and Makaye were sentenced this afternoon to life imprisonment for murder, while Mahaye received an effective 20-year term for kidnapping and robbery. In their victim impact statements, Dwarika's wife and daughter described him as a giving person who was a pillar of strength. His daughter said losing her father left her with a deep sadness and grief. Nshera Sudhial, East Coast Radio Newswatch.
A serial rape suspect has been rearrested after escaping from police custody in Marion Hill, west of Durban this week. Police spokesperson Robert Netsiunda says the man faces multiple rape charges in Nkandla. He allegedly targeted learners who were staying at school cottages in the area.
Police relentless search for the suspect located him at a hostel in Umbile on Thursday morning. The suspect will appear in the Pine Town Magistrate Court today, being Thursday, 22nd May 2025, on a charge of escaping from lawful custody.
The latest edition of Africa's Travel Indaba has injected over R500 million into KZN's economy. That's according to officials who say the event also provided over 2,000 job opportunities. The Indaba was held over 3 days last week at the Durban ICC. Pinky Radebe is from Tourism KZN.
So 132 million in direct visitor spending, with 140 million in household generated income. These statistics are backed by the fact that 9,967 delegates or attendees were part of the 2025 Africa Travel Indaba, which is a positive mark for this 2025 edition, because for the last 3 years we have been on recovery mode.
And Gaza's civil defense agency says Israeli strikes have killed at least 52 people across the territory. Israel has ramped up its military offensive in recent days. The agency says the latest casualties were as a result of attacks at dawn. Israel insists that it's on a mission to free the hostages and stop Hamas. The top story, three men convicted of kidnapping and murdering MUT lecturer Chanlal Dwariga have been sentenced to life in prison and 20 years in the Durban High Court. More news at ecr.co.za.
Here's what's coming up in your sport. Spurs finally get to open their trophy cabinet after first trophy in 17 years after they beat United in the Europa League final last night. The Comrades Marathon confirm how the two-start system will work for the 2025 race. And England off to a fast start in the one-off test match against Zimbabwe at Trent Bridge.
Stacey, can you behave? Can you just behave? I know you're back and excited.
I'm just happy to be here, man.
Don't give us a woo for Tottenham winning. Relax.
Yeah, please don't. No woos for them.
Relax.
No, well, relax. But let the other kids have something.
Yes, Stacey. Man United fans all over KZN. You want to go home?
Yeah.
Well, I mean, to be fair, I mean, technically I do support Man United.
Yes, yes.
Wow.
We all do.
But there can be miracles when you believe.
Too much hope.
Mm.